Hi everybody, great morning. I hope everybody woke up in a good mood, slept well. I slept amazing. I wanted to come on here and talk about meditation and yoga and how it can affect the mind and our karma and how actions versus non-actions affect us. So I want you guys to think about what you do in life. The people you talk to, the demeanor you talk to them in, why you do things the way you do. Think about the way you talk to the person at the gas station, or think about how you interact with a person on the phone. You know, how it's not just about actions, it's kind of a lot to do with the way in which, you know, like how people say, it's not what you did, it's not what you said, it's just how you said it. So, I kind of want to go over a couple things about yoga and meditation, and the 5 or 6 practices that kind of differentiate the type of yogas. So, I want to talk about meditation, and this is the, you know, meditation is fully becoming still, but there's also a component to contemplation in order to fully realize the self. So what is the self? The self is basically knowing that you have a body, you know, and that you know, either going to, you know, your body's going to decay, or it's going to go into an atomic state of energy. Okay, so it's based on towards self-realization and tends to attract more spiritually devoted practitioners. I mean, everybody gets devoted to this. There's also a path of devotion, emphasizing devotional love for surrender to God. So this is mainly people who are deeply into scripture. It could be any kind of religion, it doesn't matter. This is a type of yoga, basically praising the fact that you are created and have become created. So this goes to everybody who, you know, prays to their divine gods and emphasizing their love for them and the surrender. So a lot of talk in scripture goes surrender to me, you know. And so, okay, so what does that mean? You know, that could mean in karma ways, that could mean, you know, practicing this type of yoga can, you know, surrender yourself from certain types of karma. There's, you know, obviously some, they won't be able to help you out with some stuff, but so that's the path of devotion, by seeing the divine in everyone and everywhere. It cultivates acceptance, tolerance, and love for all beings. This yoga also involves a lot of chanting and curtain call. And kirtan, call and response, and evokes feelings of love, connection, and bliss. So mantra is big. You know, in Western societies, Christianal societies, you know, the singing of the songs can be, in, you know, a version of mantra, but there's also a different mantra of certain words to say. I know a lot of yogis in India practice this in big rooms with a lot of people and say yoga, yoga, or and stuff like that. And these frequencies can bring, you know, certain types of light around you. And so it's important to make sure you know what you're like saying, and be intentful with your words and your sounds and the tone of in your voice. So here's a big one. The path of wisdom and knowledge involved disciplined studies of scriptures. I don't know. We've already went over scriptures. It's more of a scientific. Constant inquiry into the nature of self, often called the yoga of the mind. Jnana yoga is well suited for more intellectually inclined. Now, this is a very important topic because it relates to karma, but I'm not sure how it ties in too much, but intellectually becoming aware of the body and knowing that it's about the body, it's about your body becoming either decomposed by the elements after your heart stops breathing for whatever reason, cause of death, or your body will atomically basically disintegrate through meditation, you know. So it just depends on what you want to do, and the knowledge of this information, of you just knowing about it, walking around, projects as like a light. It projects as consciousness around the world and pushes energy into the world. And this is why I want to start this podcast, because it's clear that that's the answer into life. And I have practiced this type of yoga, which is through wisdom and knowledge and seeking. I started in 2017 going through this, and it was powerful. It was one of the most powerful experiences in my life. I still attain that energy, and it comes to me from time to time. And it'll show up at random times, and I will feel this energy because of knowing what the truth is. And if we take that into society and think about, well, that's not what society is about. Society is about a different type of karma, which is the next karma, which is a very, you have to be very careful with this karma yoga, and it's the past of, so I'm first going to read and explain the positive side to it, but I'm going to explain the side to it that you need to be aware of and stay away from. Karma yoga is the path of selfless action, the yoga of doing. Selfless service is the heart of karma. Yoga remaining completely detached from the outcome of their actions. Karma yogis are in continual service to the betterment of all beings. All beings with no intention of physical gain. So, this is karma of selfless action. It can bring a lot of energy to you, and is one of the most important, you know, like when people go and do community work and go, you know, to different countries and help and do certain things to help, you know, the indigenous people, or this is what it's about. Now I wanted to go over, there's a lot of people who endure in, and be cautious of this kind of karma yoga. They endure in basically using it as a game. Now, I'm first going to back up and say our bodies, if you think about the body that you live in, is the creation of the 1,000 people before you who met together and met and recreated it and recreated it. And eventually it became you. All the cells, all the atoms that evolved, all of their karma, all of their actions, all of your ancestors created your body, which is a karma. So right when you're born, you have karma, right? You are the karma. So but people, some people play around, and it's a skewed view of karma, and it's not very healthy to practice, and can become very hurtful to your energies, and that is doing bad actions and doing good actions, and trying to feel some sort of energy from it, you know, and trying to balance yourself out. This is something that is, I don't recommend. Stay away from doing, if you want to practice karma yoga, be selfless action, but don't look into alternative and non-desirable and I don't know how to say this, but things that can, let's just say manipulation, the manipulation of people or energies or mainly the manipulation of people, energies, and all-out plans of control or detection or infiltration or any sort of looking into or doing these things to harm somebody or get control of them or be able to influence them or control them. Now you have to understand technology is advancing, and there's ways to do these types of things, and be aware of not, if you get interested, there's no problem with being interested in how the bad works, okay? You know, it is interesting, but if do not partake in it, because it's not good for you. It's not good for you. Okay, it might seem cool and interesting, but there's a whole other good side that's right there for you. And you have the ability to do either one. So do not, be careful of what you say, how you say it. You know, don't get trapped into thinking that, you know, don't go down that path. And try to do good things and bad things and try to even them out. I personally know people who I have witnessed or have come to believe, at least, that participate in this. And it's usually in the form of technological attacks, cyber or infiltration or basically kind of like trolling type things, but do not participate in these actions. It's not good for you. So let's move on. And so then we have mantra yoga. We've kind of gone over this. But mantra yoga is the yoga of sound. Okay, so think about sound and silence. Think about, you know, what's the difference? You know, how frequencies of sound can help you. what's the point of having sound or silence? I mean, like, there's a lot of times when I just don't want to hear a single thing, right? But then there's a lot of times when I want to interact and hear people and talk to people, and hear things and hear sound. It's a sacred utterances, mantras, or syllables, words, or phrases, or representing a particular attribute of the divine. It's the practice of becoming centered through the repetition of mantras. So there's energies. Use the elements to your advantage. Sounds can bring frequencies to then help you become silent, right? It's just like, I don't have an example, but practice certain frequencies. Learn to use your voice. Sit in postures and, make the sounds, or the but do it slowly, and it brings good energy around you. And so let's get into the postures of yoga. Hatha yoga is a practice of yoga postures, using the body as a vehicle for self-transformation. So it's a form of meditation also too, because you become still in these postures and you have to balance yourself. And so by putting your body into these postures, it's basically what you're doing is you're showing that you are knowing of what your body is, knowing that your body is capable of the metabolism transforming, everything transforming. And these postures bring energy around you and help center you and create light and create energy. It's very good to do these things. I really would like you guys to practice these things. The biggest one I went through was the intellectual yoga. I went through that way, and as I say, as I've learned, I've known this for 3 years, and it's been interesting to walk around society and deal with, certain things of life, and just really see how far away we are from people, doing that. And I think the biggest thing that has to do with that is the forces that continue the ability of it. I don't know how it happens, but clearly we are separated from it. How can we bring that back? How can we bring that back? I believe in our generation there will be a lot of good people who attain a lot of money and have a lot of things and create groups and create meditation groups and start practices. And I believe spirituality will go into government soon. There's a wave coming of goodness, and it's just too powerful. And good is good, and you cannot do and participate in any misconduct to someone. It's the worst type of karma. And so what you're doing is you're creating a force of energy that has to follow you and find a way to correct it and to release that energy back onto you. And you know, you don't want that. So what you need to do is intellectually realize that you are somebody who has power, and that there are, think of it as like, you know, think of it as like a simulation. Like there's, you know, I like to kind of think of life as like, this is kind of abstract, as like a, maybe let's say a little, you know, kind of like a little ball. And there's, you know, some sort of source of energy that's watching. And, or maybe there's a lot of sources watching. And they are able to, you know, see every action that takes place. And that's how, you know, everybody is recorded. So everything's already recorded. If you think about it, we're all always, you know, wanting to upload our things onto YouTube, onto anything. But everything's already recorded. It's being watched. So commit yourself to intellectually figuring out what you want to do. Go into a grass field and do these poses. Do these poses. Do, be still, think about your power. The energy gives you a choice. It gives you a choice to be on one side of things or on another. And we need to come together, and there's a great shift coming, and it's going to go positive. You know, stay within yourself. Think about these things. Think about how you can, you know, implement them into your lives. And don't be distracted by people who are greedy. You know, obviously as kids, and there's an energy of, you know, people are just, you know, it's just a lot of hormones going on, and a lot of, you know, shenanigans and energy going around. But this translates into camaraderie at the end of the day. It doesn't, as teenagers, this is how they interact. So the hostile, you know, messing around with each other and that type of stuff is, as translates into camaraderie. Which often, you know, and then evolves into more better relationships. But as you grow older, and, you know, as you learn things, as you commit yourself to figuring out the truth, stay true to yourself. And technology is an amazing thing that we've discovered. It's an amazing thing, and we're going to use it for good. We're going to use it for good, and you don't have to worry about anything, okay? Do not worry about a single thing, because as long as you have you and your understanding of life and your perception, you can block whatever comes your way. You have power. You have light inside you. You have electricity. You have a voltage inside you that is extending throughout the earth, giving out frequencies. to you. You're a strong person, and I'm thankful for everybody who's listened to this podcast. I hope everyone has a blessed day. Dive deeper into this and think about the effects that it can have on your life and try to implement it in your life. It was one of the most important things that I went through. Thank you guys for listening. I also wanted to mention that I have a big episode coming up, and I want you guys to listen. It's about a very important topic. So thank you guys for listening. And I will see you on the next one.